702 Drive. Now, today was going to be the deadline for public comment on a detailed plan by the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment. This in regard to plans to monetize South Africa's wildlife and make and create what are called integrated, quote, mega landscapes on land and sea. It's something that has now been pushed out. There were only 14 days available to comment on something as substantial as this. And the person who certainly drew this to my attention is Dr. Don Pinnock, journalist and environmental writer at Daily Maverick. And he joins us now on 702 Drive. Dr. Pinnock, welcome and thanks very much for your time. I understand, before we get into the details of what these mega landscapes are all about and why they've certainly got you and others concerned, but the deadline for comment has been extended. What prompted that?
I think the article, John, and also I think an environmental lawyer put in something as well, saying we insist that you push it forward, and it's necessary to do that in terms of the law. There has to be a certain time of public comment, and 14 days is not it. So I think between the lawyer and me, they pushed it forward, which is great.
Yeah, and tell us, I mean, this is a substantial plan, 48 pages, but covering a whole range of things. What is a mega landscape, and what does government say is the intention of creating them?
John, I've never come across mega landscape before. I mean, right. It's just a very large bit of land, I guess. And when you say large, we really do mean large. They're thinking of extending the amount of South Africa under some level of conservation by 7 Kruger Park sizes.
Right.
That's massive. Now, the first thing is, I think it's initially, wow, I thought this is brilliant. Wow, we're going to be ahead of the curve here in the world. We're going to protect huge amounts of the country. And if we were a different kind of country, John, I would embrace it. But we're not that kind of country. And when you look at the details of this, how are they going to fund this? How are they going to police it? How are they going to manage it? And a guy called Eva Fechter is just on Daily Friend has just been saying, the terrible chap I am. And he's got some really good points. In that South Africa has managed to conserve a huge amount of wildlife by privatizing it. So,
yes.
That's a point. And I agree with them. It has. It's done a great job. but when you start monetizing huge areas of land through hunting and through bio-prospecting, I start getting really worried. And in fact, the bio-prospecting worries me even more.
So let me stop you there, because I don't want to lose our listeners and possibly risk losing me. Dr. Pinnock, what is bio-prospecting? Presumably it's to do with plant life?
Yeah. In the Western Cape, there's huge poaching of plant life. It's, it's one of the most amazing biodiverse regions in the world. There are people coming in here, even biologists from other countries, and getting people to steal plants and take them back for people who grow these kind of things. So we already have a very large poaching issue. So plants are what bio-prospecting is about. Now, there's also another side of it. There are medicinal values within plants that have not been discovered yet. And,
right.
And they will be discovered. And plants are the basis of much of our medicine. So there are people who also want these things to grow them to experiment on medicine. So that's the one side of it. The other side of it is we have a huge country. How do you police
Yes.
massive areas of empty land from people, and then hiding it as being legitimate bio-prospecting?
So, I mean, what occurred to me while you were running through that, Dr. Pinnock, is the argument could go, this stuff is going to get stolen in the case of plants, poached in the case of animals. If we make it of some commercial value to somebody to actually look after that space, Isn't that the best way of A, protecting it, but B, generating revenue that could make areas like that self-sustaining? Would you at least agree there's a logic to it, even if you're questioning our competence and perhaps moral will to do it properly?
The answer, John, is yes. I mean, I think if we did it properly, which is what I said in the beginning, you know, if this was in a different kind of country, I would say this is brilliant. Do it. But I'm not sure we can police it. You know, we allowed people to farm lions, and look what happened. You know,
yes.
And lion hunting. I'm not sure things go as smoothly as you'd like them to.
Right.
When you open up spaces like that. I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, and it looks like the government is very committed to this. They're having a big indaba. Ramaphosa is opening it, and so, you know, they're taking this very seriously. So I think that it's kind of going to happen.
Yes.
But I do think that it worries me. I'm going to be negotiating and talking to lots of people. I want to be wrong.
Right.
John, I really want to be wrong about this. And so I'm going to be talking to lots of people to find out, you know, can we make this thing work?
Yeah.
But I am worried. I mean, we don't have a good record. This thing includes the coastal areas, and we don't have a very good policing of perlimon poaching. You know, it includes vast areas of the country which are very empty. I just hope that there's lots of animals on farms. And the problem that I always get hammered for being a greenie about when I go on about trophy hunting.
Yes.
But I must confess, I just think it's obscene.
Thank you so much, Dr. Don Pinnock, journalist and environmental writer for Daily Mavericks.